Good evening, everyone. Welcome to Loudmouth Radio Network and your show host. I'm Sunny, and welcome to In the Studio. This broadcast is live via internet feed of lawtalkradio.com/loudmouthradio. We hope that you all are tuning in for another great show this evening. We are live broadcasting out of the Metro Atlanta area. It's a beautiful day in the A. Luckily, the pollen count has started to reduce a little bit. We've had some rain going over the weekend, so that, of course, has allowed us to have a little bit of relief. So all the people that suffer from sinuses like me, I hope that you've had to find some point of relief. I'm still taking sinus tabs, but it's not as bad as it was. So we just want to continue to let this evening be a great evening and bring to you some of the best information and entertainment and talk radio and interactive radio that we can. We want to thank our followers that are listening to us on Blog Talk Radio, as well as if you listen to us online directly at loudmouthradio.com. You actually can chat with us, talk to us, post your questions, your comments. We'll be able to see it. And our host, myself, Sunny, is going to be able to see your information coming in, so I'll recognize it, speak on it, talk on it, share it. If you'd like to talk with us, call in at 347-826-7520. Our studio line is open throughout the time that we're on air, and this will allow you to speak to us as well as my guest. Tonight we're going to have some great topics and conversation, and just to bring you up to speed, you know, this is actually my second broadcast on my network. In the studio last week was an awesome show. Our first air date last Wednesday was awesome. I had three of the cast members of Tyler Perry's For Better or Worse on the show. Actress, comedian Coco Brown, actor, writer, and producer Mr. Kent Falcon, and actress Kiki Haynes. So they brought us some great laughter, some inspiration, some education, and also kind of gave us a little bit about where their show is headed going into the new season. And I want to, you know, also recognize, you know, Tyler had some new shows that actually went off that started this week on the new OWN network with that joint venture. So I'm always glad to hear and see people just fulfilling their dreams and having their things going the direction in which they want. And so with that being said, I'm just so happy. This week I had to kind of recognize my fellow hosts on my network that have been doing that thing for the weeks before me and also the weeks ahead. I'm one of four shows that broadcast on the network. On Monday nights, we have The Universal Mind with Roderick Watkins. He does a fantastic job. He's actually broadcasting with us every Monday night at 8 p.m. Tuesday nights, The Bare Truth, Love, Life, Sex, and Flowers with Jazzy Jones. She comes, I tell anybody she's my social activist. She talked about stuff that people would probably not want to discuss openly, but she brings it down and gives the bare truth of it. So my show here is dedicated to kind of be that little piece that adds in a little flair of entertainment. So you never know who may be on the show, whether it's a comedian, an actor, a writer, a producer, a trendsetter, somebody in fashion and things of that nature. So all of it is in arts. I'm a fellow artist, so I like to have that type of mix and within my show. And then my brother, Mr. J.L. King, Night Talk Live with J.L. King. I started that show with him as Night Talk Live with J.L. and Sonny. And within a couple of our shows, we had started clocking in 10,000 listeners. So, you know, that's through live broadcast. All of our shows are archivable. So if you missed the live broadcast, don't fret. You can go online, go right in your phone, because I know all you guys are carrying cell phones. So don't sit here and tell a lie and say you ain't, because I know you are. I see you all the time, whether you're driving and texting, walking and texting. I can't talk about it. I almost ran into a dumpster one day. I was texting so hard. So, I admitted it. So, listen, you know, we want to make sure that we're connecting with you. We're on Facebook. We're on Twitter. We're on Instagram. We're on, everything. Tumblr, on Vine, on, you know, we're just getting it in. And this is important because we want to stay connected. We want to be able to connect with you, let you see things, let you hear things, let you feel where we're coming from, and also know where you're coming from. So if you're online right now, you can tweet us at Loudmouth, L-O-U-D-D-M-O-U-T-H. If you're on Facebook, you can go to our Loudmouth page, Loudmouth Online on Facebook. go ahead and post your statements and your comments and stuff like that. Also, I published today online into all our network, social network family, that I want to know who your favorite comedian is. And not only do I want you to do that, I want you to like our page on Facebook. So you need to go to facebook.com/loudmouthonline. Loudmouth is loud with two D's, always with two D's. So never, don't leave a D out talking about you can't find us. So I want you to go to our loudmouth.com page, like our page first if you already have it. Then I want you to post who your favorite comedian is. And make sure you say it with emphasis, because what's going to end up happening, we're going to start touching these people, and then you're going to be a special guest. I'm going to make sure we connect you with the person that you are boosting up to have on the show. So I want to invite you guys to do that in the studio with Sunny. Make sure that you post who your favorite comedian is, and we're going to work our best to make sure that those shows start airing with you as a special guest, with my special guest, or the comedian that you adore. So with that being said, you know, there's a lot of good things that's been going on in the media, and also some not so good things. And then I also want to, you know, say to my fellow Atlantean, Mr. Andre 3000, Andre Benjamin, he lost his mom the day after his birthday. Such a sad situation. She actually passed on the 28th of May, and she lives not even 15, 20 minutes from me. And, you know, it's always a sad moment to have a loved one, to lose a loved one, but especially when it's so unexpected, you know, and that's always got to be something that just kind of shakes you. So it's such a tragedy to hear that happen. And as far as we know, she died from natural causes, but she was only 58 years old. So our prayers go out to Andre, to Big Boy, that's his partner, you know, and Outkast, and all the hip-hop family that are embracing him. We want to give him our condolences in regards to that. Now, fast forward, we've just been hearing some interesting things out in the media. You know, the 17-year-old rap sensation, Chief Keef, has actually managed to get arrested for speeding in my hometown, outside of the Illinois area, from my home state of Illinois. And when he got stopped, he had over $8,000 in cash in his pocket. So it looked like the speeder, Chief Keef, couldn't keep his foot off the pedal. He was doing over 110 miles an hour in a black BMW, got pulled over like 3 o'clock in the morning, and police stopped him. He said, look, I just got back from doing my show. I'm a rapper. You know, I get it in. So he was booked for excessive speeding and driving with too many passengers in the car, because he is only 17 years old. So his permit only allows one passenger. Homeboy had three, so there you go. So hopefully he'll make his way out of that little situation. At least it ain't nothing really devastating. Speaking of which, for all my ball players out here in the world, Steve Nash, the Los Angeles Lakers' current point guard, former Phoenix Suns point guard, is in a L.A. courtroom. So Steve Nash is looking like he's trying to make a dash to where he can't be bothered with the fact of possibly paying some high amounts of child support. His ex-wife, Alejandra Nash, is filing paperwork in the court system asking the judge to lift a restraining order on Steve that he put against her, blocking her from moving their three kids to Los Angeles. Now, it looks like the missus thinks that he wants to stop them from moving closer to him because she could easily obtain child support in California. Sources are saying that, hey, maybe he doesn't want to pay up. Steve's like, look, I might retire soon, so let's not uproot the kids. Keep everybody in one position. Let me see what is going to happen in L.A. After this season, I promise you, he probably is making a very good point, because you have really no aspect of knowing where the L.A. Lakers is going to be. Kobe Bryant hurt that Achilles tendon at a hard part of the time of his career. You know, Steve Nash had some injuries. Dwight Howard, you know, that whole team, you know, was to be looked upon as a powerhouse. And as you see, they're not in the playoffs. So it's a good possibility Steve may have a point. But until then, you know, the whole thing was, look, he signed with the Lakers over the New York Knicks to stay closer to his kids. So everybody's like, okay, so why you ain't going to let the kids come to L.A.? I don't know. Hey, I'm just an inquiring mind. I have no clue. But also, we want to take this time to recognize all of our listeners that has been tweeting and making comments to us and telling us about our show and enjoying our show. We really want to just tell you thank you for listening. It's important that we try to keep the latest things going on so that we can be interactive and touch on things that keep your interest and things of that nature. So we just want to take that time to say we appreciate you. Now, beyond that, tonight I'm going to have some great conversation in regards to the internet media. You know, with us, our radio show is internet radio, you know, so we're part of the internet media surge. You know, there's a lot going on in our world, and I promise you that you find out about it quicker through your phone on the internet than you will in watching the news at 11 o'clock. So what's happening now, we're just starting to see so many people, so many things happening because of the growth of the internet and the media content that's being dispersed and shared. So it's just an exciting time for people who are looking to surge their careers in acting and, you know, comedy, even writing, you know, material. There's so many different groups coming along that's providing different content and entertainment, whether it's on YouTube or their own personal pages that they're setting up stuff online. So we're going to dive into that tonight, and we're excited about it. My guest tonight is someone that's been a friend, and I'm going to share a little more about them as we get closer to us bringing her on. Beyond that, I want to say this. If you're online and you can post stuff, I want to hear what you got to say. So make sure you either do one or two things. You can tweet us. My Twitter is open. I'm going to see it. I'm going to comment. I'm going to respond. So if you're able to tweet us, hit us up at Loudmouth, LOUDDMOUTH, and post those comments. And most importantly, I want to recognize our media partners. These are advertisers that advertise, and they're looking to put their business out there, and they believe in our shows, and they're a part of our media mix. So we want to recognize our media partners. This show itself is actually sponsored by Fletcher & Sons Auto 2. They actually provide import, domestic, and foreign vehicle repair, full-service auto repair. These guys have well over 30, 40 years of accumulative experience, ASE certified, Better Business Bureau qualified business. They're serving the Metro Atlanta area. They're located right in Jonesboro, which is in the inner city limits of Clayton County at 7363 Terra Boulevard. You can reach these guys at 770-471-0116. And for our listeners, we're getting close to the end of the month. They're offering our listeners and supporters a fantastic opportunity to get their car serviced for the air conditioning, because it's about to get hot. Trust me, it's 80-something degrees right now. If you're new to Atlanta or you're in Atlanta, you recognize and know it gets hot here. And it's always good for you to keep your car maintenance, keep your vehicle running on the utmost. So what you want to do is take your car in, get a check. They're going to do a full service check, make sure you don't have any leaks. They're going to charge up the system, put some Freon in there, make it burp. Make sure that the car stays ice and cold, and it's only $75. That's a kick deal. I mean, literally, you're talking about probably half of what you would traditionally pay to get that type of service. So I recommend you touch them. Get your vehicle over there. Metro Atlanta, you can just jump on the highway and get over there. Once again, there is 770-471-0116. Also, we're going to encourage you, if you want to see a little bit more about them, go to loudmouthtv.com, put in Fletcher & Sons, pull up their video. They're also on our loudmouth.com blog site. You can see more about their business and connect with them. Cool. Now, our other sponsor we want to recognize, too, is Digimo Printing. These guys are fabulous. They have done some work for The Game, for BET. They make big moves. They do some excellent digital formatting, graphic design work. They can make your business look sexy. I'm just going to tell you that, sexy. So what we want to do is share with you, they're giving our listeners and our Loudmouth Radio sponsors and supporters an ability to get 1,000 flyers for $80. And when you make that purchase, you're going to get 10 11 by 17 posters free. So that allows you to post yourself up in other places, you know what I'm saying? And then on top of that, you can get 250 business cards for $25. Now, if you need design work, which I wouldn't be mad if you do, because these guys do excellent work. You want to see how sick he gets with it, go to our site at loudmouth.com. You can see our theme flyers. He did all our theme flyers for all of our shows. And, you know, once you basically want to set up and do something, they'll knock it out. So for that deal, you can't complain. Any design fees will be extra. Got it? And you can find them on digimoprinting.com. They're also on Facebook. So make sure you connect with them in that aspect and get it in. So remember, any of our sponsors you connect with, make sure you tell them that you heard about them on Loudmouth Radio to get those special offers. All right. Now, it's about time. I'm about to bring my guest on. I know she's already on the studio line ready for us, and I'm going to share a little bit about her, and then she's going to elaborate even more. But my guest tonight is Ms. Sadaqa Muhammad. We have a long lineage. To just start out with, we went to high school together in Chicago at Kenwood Academy. Go Broncos, okay? We attended the school in the inner city of Chicago, and Sadaqa has now become I'm so proud to say, an actress, a writer, a producer. She's had opportunities where she's had some segments on television as a commercial personality. So she's done some nationwide commercials. She also had a spot in the movie Ali with Will Smith. She had a nice little sequence in there. I remember watching the movie. I said, "Well, damn, ain't that Sadaqa standing right there?" Look. So she's done some television. She's done some films, some independent films. She's been in some movies, The Evil One, Come On Man, 1 Week. She's done some work with, you know, different people throughout the Los Angeles Hollywood area. And now I can say that it's great to see that she's producing her own TV series, web series online called Moms. And she's been crunking and putting that thing together. And, you know, so far so good. She's been really starting to push it out. So I'm going to bring her on. She's going to tell you about the project. We're going to talk about it a little bit more and talk about just how powerful it is, you know, for us in this type of business, and how you as an audience makes it go, and how powerful internet media has become, whether it's TV or radio or any other sequence. And before I bring her on, I just want to have a little sound bite here of someone that just wanted to let you know just how important it is to watch her series.
What's going on? This is Kevin Hart. Now listen, if everybody out there is like me, I know you love your mother. Meaning I love my mother, you should love your mother just as much as I do, which is why you should tune into this new series called Mom. Because I love my mom. You love your mom. Watch it.
All right, y'all. So that was my man here. We had Kevin Hart putting a shout out for Sadaqa. And let's bring her on the line. Sadaqa, are you there with us? Sadaqa, you there, honey? I know she's there somewhere. She's in our studio line, so we're going to bring her on. While we got her in queue, I want to elaborate a little bit more just how important this is in regards to internet media. Now, for all you guys who are YouTube and social media followers, I want to give you some very interesting facts about what's going on in the social media world and how essential it is for people like myself and Sadaqa and many other producers who is creating content for people to watch. So if you have cell phone, whether it's an iPhone or watching your tablet, what's happening is more than 1 billion unique users are visiting YouTube each month, which is over 4 billion hours of video are being watched on YouTube each month. So literally that's a breakdown of 72 hours of video is uploaded to YouTube almost every minute. Now, YouTube is actually brought, you know, it's localized in over 53 countries, over 61 languages, and there's over 1 trillion views that's happening, which is an average of about 140 views for every person on earth. So what's happening, people are subscribing to these channels, watching the things that's going on, and because of this growth, amazing enough, Tracy Edmonds, Babyface Edmonds' ex-wife, you know, she's a mega producer. She created Soul Food, the movie, as well as the TV series, among a lot of other shows, and she started sending inspirational messages on social networking, like her Twitter and stuff like that, started accumulating followers. So these things that became a point of inspiration furthermore gave her the concept and thought of creating a network online. So instead of course, you know, she could have pretty much any network come and tap her on the shoulder and say, "Hey, we would love to have you come in and produce some shows, give us some content." Tracy took the other route. And not only did she take that other route, but she also tapped Bob Johnson, the former CEO of BET, and say, "Look, come in on this with me. So he's become her partner in her TV series of network, her network, which is All Right TV. So what's happening is there's a tremendous amount of growth that has occurred online. And because of this surge, there's so much opportunity for people like myself, like you, who may have a story or something that you want to have shared or heard and let the world hear it. So what's happening is this growth has monetized to a larger beast, which has allowed so many people to start making connections that maybe you normally wouldn't make. So with that being said, you know, there's even the aspect of record labels, network stations have content that is being watched and censored because YouTube has had so much growth of video. And since Google, who actually purchased YouTube for well over some billions and billions of dollars, about $1.6 billion was a purchase that Google made back in 2006 for YouTube. I think it was a power move. And as it stands now, Google, Facebook, and YouTube are the three top sites that are visited online. So that's a tremendous count. And I'm trying to see. Let me see. Sadiq, are you in there, honey? Okay, I'm going to see about her. I may need to have my production assistant, Ms. Jones. Could you come on over here and see me for a second, please? We're going to make sure that we got her in queue. But what's happening is the surge has become real. If you are doing anything that you want people to know about and, you know, you want your business to surge or you want your media outlets to grow, you need to definitely consider either partnering up with a network. You know, we want to make sure as a network you understand that with us, we're internet radio. We broadcast nationwide. People are able to listen to us at any time, at any point, as well as our internet TV network. So these things are real. People are making moves like you would not believe. So what we want to do is make sure that our audience knows that, hey, we are bringing content. You know, there's a lot of good entertainment. There's a lot of good personalities that's out there online. And Sadiqa herself, once we get her in, I know that she had a audition tonight. So she's in Los Angeles. You know, we're here in Metro Atlanta. She's in Los Angeles. And, of course, it's a three-hour time difference. But, you know, there's always a constant movement in this entertainment business to where people are moving around and people are trying to be seen. So what's happening is you have a lot of different production companies and people starting to establish themselves through internet media. So this content, we want to know what you think about it. Have you thought about assigning yourself an opportunity to broadcast or create some content for the world to see? And if so, you know, we want to hear what you got to say. So we're going to actually go to a commercial break. And we'll be right back. Let you listen into the song.
Oh,
All right, guys, welcome to Loudmouth Radio. You're listening to Cocoa Butter, India Arie's new song. Also one of my fellow classmates, India and I went to school together at the Savannah College of Art and Design. So proud of her doing her thing. She's got a new album coming out, so make sure y'all support her while she's doing her thing. But like I said, we're back on air talking about the power and the surge of internet media and how the contents of things have developed to an enormous rate. And like promised, I told you I had my guest ready. She was actually, like I said, she's been doing some auditioning. She's in Los Angeles. You know, L.A. is kind of a hustle and bustle city, man. So I should have her on the line ready to come in tonight to talk with us. Sadika, you there, honey?
Can you hear me?
I sure can. Welcome to In the Studio with Sunny.
Good. How are you?
I am doing fabulous, honey. I have been talking away in regards to just the development of things, and I kind of get a little intro and everything about some of the things you've been doing, and I said you would be able to elaborate more, but most importantly, I wanted to bring us up to speed of your latest project, so I want to go ahead and allow you to introduce yourself to our listeners.
Oh, okay. Well, hello, everyone. My name is Sadika Muhammad. I am originally from Chicago, Illinois, and like Sabrina said, we went to school together, Kenwood Broncos.
That's right.
And so it's funny, Sabrina, I was hearing everything that you were saying, so I heard all the intro and things that you gave, and I was like, hello, hello, but I guess you guys couldn't hear me.
Yeah, it was. I know that I was just telling the audience that you were traveling and that you were coming from an audition.
Right.
And because of that, you know, I knew that we were going to be kind of cutting it kind of close. And to all our listeners, you hear Sadika, she is really calling me by my personal name with Sabrina, which my name is Sabrina Sunny Spoon all the way across. But, you know, on this show, that's okay because I want to make sure they know who we're talking about. you know, my listeners are definitely in regards to knowing that, you know, I did tell them we went to high school together. So she knows
right.
the Sabrina before that was the Sunny side. So
right.
that's all
right.
right. Yeah.
Right.
So.
We're not telling them what year we graduated and all that stuff, are we?
I ain't go that far. Now, see, you're trying to start
right.
a fight. You can tell yours if you want to. I would not be part of that foolishness.
I'm not going to take it there either. Now we'll
exactly.
keep it a secret.
Exactly. Well, I think it's awesome. We got some listeners here, and somebody's already flagging to talk to us. And I'm gonna just kind of flip this and let this person come in and speak and see what they have to say and give them a few minutes.
Okay.
Carla, you are online with us live in the studio.
All right.
Carla.
Hello.
Hi.
Can you hear me?
I sure can.
Can
welcome to In the Studio with Sunny.
Hey, this is Ron G. Ron G, a.k.a. Dwayne.
Hey, Ron G.
How you doing?
I'm fine. How are you, sir?
Good. What's her name? Sunny Side Up? Sunny, what is it? Sunny.
Sunny, no, this
is
in the studio with Sunny. Tell me your name. So, who is this again? Say your name again.
It's Ron G.
Is he saying Ron?
Ron G.
He's
actually one of the actors in Mom, so he's one of my actors.
Okay, cool. Look at that. Hey, Ron, how are you?
Man, I'm awesome. Please get my phone. It is not doing too well right now.
That's okay. You know what? This
is,
so we had technical difficulty. We just kind of laughed through it and walked through it. That's okay because I had introduced Asada because she was on the phone for like 2 minutes and not at all. Not at all.
Now, where you from?
I'm from Chicago. Asada and I went to high school together.
Okay, the South Side? I'm just assuming
you're
from the South Side. That's why all black people live at Chicago.
You already know. High Park, sweetheart. 49th and Drexel, right across from Operation Pooh.
I knew it. South Side.
That's what's up. I'm great. Now, are you in Atlanta?
No, I'm in L.A., but I moved to L.A. from Atlanta. I lived there for some time.
Nice.
I'm
got
from
you.
South Carolina.
Okay, wonderful. What part of South Carolina?
Columbia. That's where my folks from.
Yeah, okay, all right. Well, Ron, you came right in. Sadika was kind of telling the audience about herself, and we're going to fast forward into, I'm going to let her kind of tell about the series, and I see some more people that's calling in, too. We're going to let them speak. So, Ron, hold tight. Just stay right there. I want Sadika to kind of elaborate a little bit about the show, and I'm going to bring you back in, too, okay? So just hold on with us, okay?
Hold on.
Okay, good. Okay, Sadika, go ahead, honey. Tell them about the show, girl.
Okay, well, Mom is a series that I created, and basically I created it because I am a mom and I'm an actress. And so out here in the Hollywood hustle and bustle, I was like, well, let me try to write something or create something that kind of centered around my life and the funny things that happened to me. I have a son, and he's hilarious to me. And so just in interacting with him in our daily lives, I was like, let me just sit down and write something. And because I'm a person who doesn't like to wait necessarily for work to come my way all the time, you know, as an actor, sometimes you have to wait so you get that audition and things like that. And I, you know, I don't necessarily like that. I feel a little impatient that way, maybe. So, And so, you know, the actor that we just had on, Ron G, who's an amazing, he's a funny, hilarious comedian. So him, other actors that I know out here who are just amazingly talented, I was like, let me just pull some people together that I know that are talented and try to create something I felt like I maybe wasn't necessarily seeing on TV for us. And so I was like, let me just write something. Let me try this out. And I just kind of took it step by step. And like I said, just as I took a step, great actors came to me. My two producers, Christine DeLeon and Nico Williams, they came
on. Cool.
And
they're going to be joining us tonight, too, to speak a little bit, too, right?
I know Christina might be joining us. Nika, I'm not sure, because she's an actress. She's a comedian as well. So, you know, we're all hustling and bustling out here. So she may have a show or something to do.
Exactly.
So
I got you.
He was going to try to call in. But, yes, basically the series, you know, like I said, came out of me being a mom, but also me wanting to create something. I would go see people like Ron. My close friends are just amazingly talented, and sometimes we don't get to see, you know, a lot of these amazingly talented people out here all the time. So I was like, what can I do to create something that can kind of showcase their talents, kind of give me something to do in the meantime while I'm waiting, you know, for my next audition or whatever.
And get busy and create.
And I think I've just always been that way. Like, I'm just like, okay, let's pull somebody together. Come on, guys, let's do a show. Or let's, like, I've always kind of been that way, even, like, with my teachers back in the day.
Exactly.
Can I pull the class together? We could do a Black History show. Like, I've just always...
And that's what's
up.
And your network, the show itself is on YouTube, and you've created this network, SND TV Network.
Right. And so that was the other thing. I was like, well, of course we love to get picked up by, you know, a television network, but in the meantime, I will create my own network. You know, I will create my own network of things that I would like to see, that I would like to see for us on television. So I was like, let me just start it off with moms. You know, started off with mom
and let it grow,
and you know, and just take it step by step. I didn't want to be like overwhelm myself, like, well, it has to be this and it has to be that. It's just step by step. So I think we have an amazing show. I have an amazing cast. I have great support.
And that's what it's about, you know. Sadika, before I brought you on, I played a little sound by Kevin Hart, you know, putting his stamp on for people to watch the series. I also had Ice Cube pulled up here, you know, he also kind of did a little shout to endorse you. And that's the thing, you know, the best thing about life is that when you're really passionate about something and you have something that you truly want and people recognize it, people will start, like, the universe will start bringing them to you in droves, you know, and... It's just really being about committed, you know. Myself, I understand exactly where you're coming from, you know. As a producer, you wear so many hats. You're doing so much work. And then when you can have people that can come along and that can be an added piece to it, it makes it even better. So, you know, I understand. With this platform, I have the, you know, Loud Mouth Radio, and I got, you know, three other great personalities. Got another one coming in that's awesome. My Loud Mouth TV has been ignored, like, I don't know what right now. So I already know what you're talking about, just developing good content, you know, and also being able to share a story. So that's awesome. So I want to bring in, we have somebody else here that wants to speak to us. Let's see who this is, Sadika. Welcome in the studio.
Sure.
Caller, you're live with us in the studio.
Yes. Hi, my name is Samuel Caruana, and I play Dylan Young on Mom.
Hey, there.
That's my son on Moms on the show.
Oh,
yep, that's
hey, Dylan. I so want your hair. Oh, my God.
Isn't his hair awesome? Yeah, his hair's great. It's a character.
Oh, my God. You know, it's so funny. I was looking at the show and I was watching it. I said, that is your baby to the fullest. I see so much of you, and then I see his own little personality just blooming. So you play Dylan?
Yes.
Okay. So, Dylan, tell us about your character and what you like about being on the show.
All right. Well, Dylan is like he's the son of Sherry Peters, and he's very precocious at times. He's very mature for his age, but he really loves his mom and he really loves his dad, and sometimes he just really wants them to get back together. But
yeah, I saw that on the basketball court. I don't know what that was, but I saw that.
Yeah. Well, and that's the thing. I wanted to do things that were true to life. You know, parents separate. Mm-hmm. You know, there's situations.
Right.
But I wanted to take those things and, you know, try to find the humor in them, try to not make them too heavy, but
right.
Try to bring the realness and the humor to these situations that happen to us as women, as moms, as parents, and things like that. And it was important to me that we show, you know, even though the dad is a little quirky or whatever, but that,
mm-hmm.
you know, in a positive way, me and him are still maintaining a good relationship.
A good relationship.
That
is important.
So
absolutely.
Us, you know, we're having fun and, you know, the humor, but to also show that these families are getting along. Like, we have the family, Ron G, you know, his family. He's funny. He's hilarious. His wife is trying to hold it down, but they have three amazing kids, and they're a family at the end of the day, and they're coming together. So it's just very important to me. Like, okay, we grew up on the Cosby Show. Like, that's kind of my fuel. I'm like, we love
exactly.
that.
But unfortunately, we don't see that family structure is not as forthcoming
right.
as it used to be. So that's one of
no,
the things
right.
I can commend you, Corn, and saying, look, these are moms, whether it's a single mom, you know, a new mom, a mom coming into an existing family, maybe with, you know, children that are already present with the other partner, you know.
Right.
So there's a lot of room to play with that. And Dylan, you, what's your real name, babe?
Samuel.
Okay, Samuel. So Dylan, about how old is Dylan?
He's 7 years old.
He's seven?
So he's older than
seven. 7 years
no.
old? Okay. That's awesome. Now, Sammy, how old are you?
I'm 10.
You're 10? Okay. Sound like, you know what, you got an awesome young man on your hands, honey. I'm just listening to him just express himself.
Oh, yeah.
That is awesome.
He's an amazing young actor. And he's super fun, and he always asks, you know, questions on set if he's delivering right and everything. And like I said, I was just blessed with a great, great cast. So I'm very pleased, very pleased.
Absolutely. Now, how often, I know when I last checked, I know you had like 2 episodes up. Let me bring Ron G back on up in here because he's still
yeah,
with us. Let me make sure he's still here. Ron, you still there with us, huh?
Thank you very much.
Okay,
I have to go.
Thank you, Samuel.
Homework.
Okay, that
right.
baby said he had homework. I know that soccer
that's
child. He's like, yeah, go sit down.
Go do your homework. You would not blame the radio station for not getting your work done.
I know that's
clear.
Right.
Hey, Sandy Lake.
Okay, Ron, what'd you say?
Can you hear me?
Yeah, we can hear you.
Yeah, we can.
Hey, I said, has Sonica always been this driven? I've never seen a woman work as hard as her. Like, she got crackhead energy on set. I ain't never seen nobody.
Man, let me tell you something. I really
nobody.
Wonder if it was something we inhaled in the breezeways of Kenwood, because I got the same issue, child. This
girl don't
sit
down for nothing. I think she got ghosts at her house. She just scared to be home. You girl work hard, man.
Yeah.
But you know what? Yeah, when you're the main part of it, pulling it all together is like that sometimes. You know. But it's people
and
like you
that
come along, believe it or not, you're alleviating a lot of depression, you're helping the vision of it come to life. You see what I'm saying?
Man, Superwoman better learn how to delegate. That's what she better do.
Hey man, that's a task at hand, sir. I gotta defend my friend. It's a task at hand.
Yeah.
Hey y'all, we got another caller. Let's bring whoever this is in with us. Let's see. You're live in the studio.
Hi, it's Tina Ferguson from Mom.
Hey, that's my wife. Hey, boo.
Ah, hi, Mama.
What's up, Mama? How you doing? We miss you.
I'm
at the
good.
House. We miss you.
How are you, husband?
Welcome, welcome. I'm trying to hear you say her name was Keita.
Keita.
That's my boo. Let's get it right.
That's Tina with a K.
Yeah.
Tina with a K.
Tina with a fine face. That's what we're talking about.
Oh, I love my husband.
Oh, wow. So, Tina, are you one of the cast members on the show, too?
Yes, I am. I play Leslie, and I am Ron G. White on the show.
Yes, she is.
And Sherry's best
friend. Bam. Leslie and Ron G. So, wait a minute. Ron G., you the one who came down the stairs with your drawers on?
Yes, I did.
Yes,
Yeah, we had a little M&T going on.
Oh, my God. Yeah, he came down like, oh, my God.
You saw the leg. You saw the stumbling block. The legs was out.
Yeah, you look like you've been playing kickball all your life. I could tell.
Hey.
That is hilarious.
She came down and gave us legs, ladies. I'm not mad.
I'm trying to tell you. And it was so cool. I was sitting like, when he first came down, I was like, okay. He was like, well, man, where my pants at? And then I was like, okay. Then they cut. They was on the couch. They was just chilling. And it just looked like a college home with all the kids on the couch and everything.
With my drawers.
I had to tell my husband, baby, you about to forget your pants. You can't walk outside like that.
I'm trying to tell you.
Before we had kids on TV, that's how we used to live. So, you know,
because
they showed me, I got to stop the party.
Keep the trend alive, huh? Oh, my God. This is awesome, guys. Hold on 1 second. If you're listening, you are tuning in to In the Studio with Sunny. I have my special guest on tonight, Sadiqa Muhammad, the producer of the new series, Mom the Series, and we have our cast members on air with us live. This is an awesome show that we want you guys to make sure you check out and tune into. Now, this show is actually on air. She's broadcasting right through the YouTube network, so you can actually check this great series off. Line 24/7. Guys, I'm going to just kind of go to a commercial real quick and we're going to come right back. Just hold tight for just a second.
All right.
We want to thank our listeners for tuning in to Loudmouth Radio Network. This actual show is being sponsored by Fletcher & Sons Auto 2 Repair in Jonesboro, Georgia at 7363 Terra Boulevard, where they specialize in foreign and domestic vehicles. They're offering all our sponsors and listeners the opportunity to come in and have your car serviced for a complete AC system check, which means you actually can have your leak diagnostic check to make sure you guys don't have any leaks. You ain't leaking Freon all the way down the street. They'll charge up the system, put some Freon in there, make sure it's blowing cold, and make sure you're good to go for the summer because Atlanta gets hot. So make sure you contact them today at 770-471-0116. And for all of those who, if I said that too fast, let me say it one more time, 770-471-0116. One of my production assistants just said, you kind of rather that all fast. I did, my bad. But if you want to see more about them, make sure you go to loudmouthtv.com. Check out the commercial right online with us. And I have Digimo Printing as our other sponsor, Stockbridge, Georgia, offering our clients the opportunity to get their printing needs done. Contact them today at 770-506-2996 and also visit them online at Digimo Printing. I have Ms. Sadiqa Muhammad online with us, Ron G.
Yeah.
Hey, I'm
and
here.
And Ms. Leslie.
Keita
Ferguson.
Keita
Ferguson.
That's
Keita
Ferguson.
Keita, okay, I got to get the alter egos. Okay, everybody back live. Hey, guys.
Yes.
Hi.
Yeah.
So I want to ask you guys, tell us for you what has been the best part of taking part in this project.
Craft services and working with good people. That's what it is.
Oh, wow.
Oh, I said it out loud. I'm sorry. No, actually, for me, I'm just having a ball working with some really good people, man. Keenan makes an awesome work, man. We had so much fun and a lot of great chemistry on stage. Sadiqa, like I said, is superwoman, but she's very fun with. You know, she's about her business, but she lets you be yourself and the character and have fun. So, and she makes sure we have fun on set, too. So I really enjoy that. And the food is always awesome.
Right. And the food is
that
awesome.
That is awesome.
Yeah, I think for me, I'm just like, the script is so good. Like, every time I read a new episode, I'm like, wow, this is such a great script, or wow, it's so funny. So then to get on set and be able to just bring all of that to life with such an amazing cast, and we do have a great time, and we have a good time, and everything is just always just as it should be. I mean, Sadika really goes over and beyond and makes sure that everything is, so all we have to do is show up and do our jobs as actors. And that's as actors, and that's phenomenal for me, you know, so I can just focus on being Leslie, and then working with such great people and having a good time is fantastic.
Absolutely. I mean, that's awesome. So, like, Sadika, how long did it take you, when it, from the point that you developed, thought of the series, to put it into fruition and actually uploading the first episode, how much time was it in between?
So I would say, and Keena can attest to this, I think like last July I went to her, because she has a background in producing, and, you know, she's been out here in L.A. for a while, a little bit, you know, longer than me, and I was like, well, I have this idea, and I want to do this. And so that was last July, and then I just got four girls together. I was, you know, the other young lady in the cast who plays Dee, who's hysterical and sarcastic. She's a good friend of mine, and she's actually a mom as well. So I was like, okay, let's just, you know, let me just think of my talented friends that I know, talented people I know, and, you know, so I didn't have to audition them or anything. And we just did a trailer, and I said, let's, you know, start off with the trailer, see how that goes. I kind of knew I wanted to do, you know, these episodes. I was going to use the trailer to kind of kickstart a campaign so I could fund doing, you know, doing the whole series. And so I would say it's almost, this July would be like a year. The process has been, you know, almost a year. We really wanted to, you know, have our first, well, I would say my producers helped push the Mother's Day launch, because I was like, I don't know what we can do about Mother's Day. And
girl,
just like,
you sound like me, man. You sound like me. I have, like, currently we broadcast Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, now with me on Wednesday and Thursday. And literally, when I'm telling you, I'm producing the other three shows with my other personalities, trying to get all this stuff loaded in, trying to get everything queued in, working on the switchboard. I promise you, like 2 weeks before last week, Jazzy, one of my personalities, was like, look, stop making excuses. Look, I'm going to get on you like how you get on us as a producer. You need to go ahead and broadcast your show and stop playing. Well,
right.
But you know, it's hard sometimes to just say, okay, I'm still trying to make sure everybody else's stuff is right. I'm trying to get my little production assistants, my interns in place, so I can alleviate some of the pressure off me. As Ron say, delegate. So,
your ears will fall out. You better learn how to do it.
Yeah, I'm trying to tell you, man. So, you know, last week I broadcast the first season. Yeah, it's crazy. So I understand. I feel a pain. I know where she's coming from. But, you know, like she said, when you have some people on your side, along your side, that see your vision and understand what you want to do and where you're trying to go with it, it helps. It helps tremendously.
Yes.
And it also helps
yes.
to keep you accountable yes. as the one saying, look, this is how we're going and this is how far we're going to go. You know what I mean? So it's so important that, you know, like, you're keeping them accountable, and at the same time they help to keep you accountable. You know what I mean?
Exactly. Teamwork.
Yeah.
Well,
so I think I asked you this before we went to a commercial break. How often are you actually featuring the episodes? How often are you loading them in?
Well, we're trying to do it pretty regularly. We would like to do it weekly, but, you know, we have to wait to edit and things like that. So we're trying to do at least
aggressive.
Every 2 weeks. Yeah, because I had one of my close friends, he's actually on television. He was like, Sadika, you know, people have multiple editors when they do it, you know, when we do weekly shows on networks. Like, I see you. So I was like, okay, well, let me step back.
I know, girl, you were trying to bust it with a Shonda Rhimes move, huh?
So I was like, well, Sadika, let's, but, you know, we want to try to get them out as regularly as possible. So about every 2 weeks, you know, try to put out a new episode. Like, our new episode that's coming out, our third episode, will be June 6th.
Okay,
so,
which is coming up next week, so that's great.
Right, which will be next Thursday. So, you know, trying to keep it as regular as, you know, have them come out as regularly as possible. But at the same time, like, you know, like, it's just awesome.
Well, listen, sweetheart, I want to... I want to share something with you guys that's so important, and I was given these statistics before you came on, and I'm going to share this with your staff, too, that's working with you on these projects. Like you, I'm actually dealing with internet media, and that's what the basis of my business is off of, you know, dealing with radio, you know, the radio network, the TV network. What's amazing is that, you know, even if a network doesn't come knocking, I share with the audience how Tracy Edmonds took a step, has created her network, All Right TV, with Bob Johnson, and he is, you know, they, you know, you're talking about a man who started BET and sold it for, you know, billions of dollars. And, you know, instead of going back to a network, which they could have easily did, you know, she made a decision, you know what, let's go through, you know, the online, because literally YouTube Mobile gets over 600 million views every day. There's over 500 years of YouTube videos that are watched every day on Facebook. And there's over 700 YouTube videos that are shared on Twitter every minute.
Right.
So over 100 million people take social action on YouTube by liking, sharing, commenting every week. So,
right.
You know, with that being said, you ain't in a bad space, honey.
No.
Right.
No, I don't think so. And like I said, it's, you know, I think of the project as a little engine that can, you know, just slowly but surely. I really feel positive about it. Like I said, I've had people, I've seen people, people are emailing me, they're sharing it, they're slowly catching on. So I think it's just going to be one of those projects, one of those things that just, it's just going to blossom and blossom and blossom. And as we put more products out there for people to see, I believe that's why I just started the network. I was like, let me just start my own network. And believe me, I have other things that I've been writing and this and that and in the works. And so I was like, it's a little engine that can, and it will slowly be that thing that just picks up speed, because people will start to notice, like, oh, okay, well, this is something we like to look at. Now, they put out another project, and if I keep putting it on this station, that station will start garnering attention because we're putting out quality work, you know.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, this is the first project, and I'm learning, and as I learn, I get more excited. I'm like, okay, well, now I know, you know, where I kind of made my mistakes or what I can do better. So I know Ron G and them talk about me, but now, like, I'm even more on 10 because I'm like, I know how I can do this better. I know how I can go back and write this script better. I know how I can go back and tweak this. So it just makes me, it does just make me want to work harder. I don't know if that's something that's ever going to go away. And I probably will always be kind of hands-on, but it just really makes me, as an artist, want to, you know, like Keena knows, it's, you know, though I'm the one created, it's not about me. Like, one
right.
of the things I love about moms is that my actors are showing up. I love seeing them come to set. I love seeing them, you know, do work.
Respond.
I love that. What it's like, oh, it's my show and this and that. I'm like, okay, well, this, I feel like that's kind of my purpose. Like, I'm helping other actors light shine. So if I can write something for you know, for somebody else, for their talents and gifts to come through, I'm all for it.
So are you writing for all the characters right now, Sadika?
I did write all the episodes.
Nice.
Yeah.
Nice. So
yeah.
I think we're two episodes in that's up now, right?
Right.
Plus your intro.
Right. Yeah, we have a trailer up. Yeah, people can still look at the trailer, and we had that up for a little while just to, you know, kind of get a feel off of that. And like I said, I'm excited. I think, you know, more to do, more to come. And like I said, June 6th, we'll have our third episode. And, Sadika, we still have some more shooting to do. We have two other episodes I want to try to shoot this month, God willing.
Okay.
And so get those done. And, you know, just bring more content and more material. That's my goal.
Okay, wonderful. So as far as your supporting cast here, what would you like to see for your characters as your characters are developing in the series?
You're asking them, right?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Are you asking the character? Are you asking us, or are you asking the show?
No, I'm asking you guys, Ron and
okay.
Okay.
Tina. I'm really interested in the development of being able to see kind of Leslie's past life and how she got to where she is now and found kind of the life, because honestly, the life she's living now is a little bit different than the life she lived before. So I'm interested in kind of seeing that, but seeing how change can still be a great thing even if it's different. And I would love to see just kind of the relationship and the start of me and my husband Glenn and our kids and seeing how we continue to grow with raising our kids and with each other.
Awesome. So how many kids do you have on the show for your kids?
Oh, child, three, honey, three.
You got to be right.
Three. I mean, he just won't stop. He just will not stop humping me. He just will not stop.
We got three and the possible right now when she act right.
Oh, shut up.
Oh, oh my God.
that is awesome.
So as far as you guys, now how long have you guys been into acting? All three can answer that question.
I've been acting probably like five years for me.
It's been almost 10 for me. I would say I'll
count kind of since I got out of school and professionally about 12 years. That I've been, you know, doing the hustle and bustle of this, and so, you know, that's what I went to school for, and it's my passion, and, you know, your passion tests you sometimes, so.
Absolutely.
But it'll take you routes and take you places, And one great thing is, like I said, I think, you know, one of the tests is in doing mom. Because, people ask me, I was like, I didn't necessarily want to write. I didn't necessarily know that I wanted to do a web series. I was like, everybody's doing a web series. And but something was just like, go ahead and do it. It's
somebody's got a little bit of rattling. I don't know if there's any of you guys, but it's a little bit of feedback I'm hearing back from you guys.
Sorry, that was me.
Oh, okay.
But I'm done.
Okay, I was like, what is all that noise?
Yeah, I heard it too.
So this is just one of those things. I'll be honest, it was, you know, mom kind of came from like, okay, nobody's calling me back. Nobody is, you know, what's kind of going on here? And I think it kind of just forced me to sit down and, like, do a new thing, and kind of go.
Okay,
in a new
so you mean as far as getting opportunities in the Hollywood sector?
Yeah, it was just,
okay.
I'll be honest, when I first moved out here, I didn't understand. Like, I booked the very first thing I auditioned for, so I was kind of like, what are people talking about? This is easy, this is not that hard. And then I would say you go through
the dry route,
like, I was like, okay, this is not so bad. Like, okay. And then you get your little Hollywood hazing, you know, where it's like, okay, what's going on? What's happening here? and there's ups and downs. And I think for me, you know, I was experiencing like, okay, you know, a little shaking, I will say, and it just, you know, forced me to just, like, look at some things. Like I said, sit down. I've been going back and forth about writing, but I was like, writing is such a discipline. You got to sit down and at the computer and all those things. But I was just like, let me just do this. And then I think the beauty is to see, like I said, when I come to set and the actors are, you know, saying the words and doing a great job at it, and we're having fun. Like, I try to keep it as fun and light as possible, you know, on my set without, you know, getting too crazy. And,
right,
you know, just have a good time and just create a good environment where people want to come to work in. Like I said, you know, you're out here and you're trying to pursue your dream and your talents, and I just want people to be able to have the freedom to do that. And I think what helps is that I'm an actor too, so I try to, you know, I bring some of that.
Keep
I'm
it
not
all
just
together.
A writer, director, so I have the perspective of an actor too, and you know, this is what we enjoy. You know, this is what we love to do.
Made
of. And so I try to, you know, create that environment as much as possible, I think.
Okay, well, let me share this with you guys. You know, I'm loving it here. I'm loving that this has been consistent, and it's in total alignment, I think, of my walk, your walk, everybody on this line is speaking. And then I'm going to reflect on last week. I had three of the cast members of Tyler Perry's show on, Coco Brown, comedian actress, Kent Falcon, and Kiki Haynes. And Kiki made the – it's so funny. She made the same statement saying that she had came to a point where she kind of stepped away from it because she wasn't getting any auditions, wasn't getting any opportunity.
Mm-hmm.
And she got on social networking. She got onto social networking and Facebook, and she started, you know, posting things and stuff like that. And literally her two jobs, her two main jobs came in through social media. So,
really?
Yeah.
Yes.
And it's funny because I'm friends with Kiki. I was actually on tour with Kiki, and I've heard her story, and I was like, wow, it's amazing, the ups and downs, and now where she is.
Exactly. You know, she talked about it, and I'm going to share this with our audience. You know, the you can actually hear her interview and the interview I had with these guys last week. It was an awesome show, right on Loudmouth Radio. You can actually archive the show last week. And she made a reflection about, you know, just the journey that she took. All of them kind of all kind of spin around, you know, that whole, you know, that whole sector. Even for myself, like, you know, Sadika will tell you, everybody knew me in school, you know, playing basketball and all these things and being a class clown. And, you know, I was always going to be one bringing some foolishness, okay? But,
right.
So,
no,
literally, yeah. Huh?
I said, not
you. Okay. So, you know, for me too, I had the, you know, just the forthcoming of going back in a circle because I've had an extensive sales background and started my marketing company and everything like that, but I'm coming back full circle. Went to school for the, you know, media and performing arts and got my degree in film and video, and I just recently recognize that there's so much of a connective story. I don't know if you guys know Kenyon Glover. He's out there in Los Angeles.
Yeah,
and,
I know Kenyon.
Okay, Kenyon was on with us this past Thursday. He was on our Night Talk Live with JL show, and he spoke of his story. He's got a new book he's got coming out. The book is already actually out. And he's got an awesome story that he shared. I could totally connect with and understand and connect with him because he was a former professional athlete like myself, had an injury, and then, you know, turned that corner and started coming into, you know, into his own in this side of the element. And he's like us,
right,
doing production. He's producing. And this is the story that I always say, I'm not waiting on anybody. Let's get it in. You know what I mean?
Right.
You know, God has given us the ability to extend and express ourselves. So to be able to do that and see that happening is just awesome. And I just think I'm seeing it more now than ever. And
I would definitely say that too. I would say as I, you know, I believe in God and God has been with me and this and that. But until you go through certain tests and trials, like, you know, it was a period of time I was like, God, you know, God, what's up? Like, me and you were cool. He was like, yeah, but we not where I need you. You know, I'm going to be honest. Like, we're not where I need you to be. Like, we're cool.
Right.
But I need you to.
But we could be doing better.
Right, me and you could be, and he'll use that thing that you think you know, this is our passion, this is what we do, but he'll take that thing and he'll just show you, like, really how you're supposed to be using it. And I'm still learning that, and I'm still, because, you know, yes, I'm coming out to L.A., and I'm going to be this, and I'm going to do that, and I'm, you know, I was a mess back in school, and he'll kind of check you a little bit and say, and that was good for that time, but, now, you know, I need to tweak this a little bit.
Mm-hmm.
I need to, like I said, when I'm doing a series that everybody could say, okay, well, that's not like a series that she created, which, yes, I did, but like I said, when I do go and I see the kids in my cast and their eyes light up and Ron coming in and Tina and even knowing some of, you know, those people's stories and things like that, to me, that's what this is about. That's what art is about. That's what us, you know, as artists coming together.
Mm-hmm. And being able to express it.
So if I have to, like I said, I didn't want to, but if I have to sit down and write something, if he's taking me in a new place because I want you to sit down and create, I'm telling you to do something a little different, then, okay, I'll be obedient. I'll listen, you know. It's not easy. It's not, you know, I won't even lie. It's not always fun and games. Sometimes it's hard. It's
work. It's work.
But
mm-hmm. It is.
It's work. I don't even want to, you know, people are like, oh, sorry, because and behind the scenes, there's a lot of, you know, grunt work. People don't know, you know. It's just
exactly.
What it is. But at the
exactly.
end of the day, you know what I'm saying? At the end of the day, it's things that'll make you grow, things that you learn from, things, like I said, that I definitely, never, you know, like I said, when I was at Kenwood, I was the girl who put, you know, get the seniors together and let's do a show. That was one level. But I was petrified to even do something like this because I'm like, I didn't go to school for directing. I didn't go to school for writing. I didn't go to school for
But, you know, you acquire certain things after a while. You know what I mean?
I was like, I didn't do things, you know.
But you know what? You know, the great thing about art is that it's all connected. And, you know, I went to SCAD, Savannah College of Art and Design. I mean, dude, I went from being a phys ed major to, you know, going into video and film. And literally the first classes you have to take, you got to do life drawings. I'm like, woo, okay, this ain't what this is about. My drawing etiquette is not where it's at, but visually, yes, you know, and because you do one element, you know, I was able to start a digital photography business over 10 years ago because it's still another close medium, you know, to working in that aspect of development, you know what I mean, and telling a story. So, you know, you have quite a few Oscar-nominated actors as well as, you know, established actors. I mean, even Drew Barrymore. She started doing a lot more production of different things. You know what I mean? And I won't say that people get bored, but it allows them to see, you know, the greater aspects of your artistry and what you're able to do. So you see, you know, Denzel, Oscar-nominated actor, but you see him producing and directing as well, too, now.
Right.
You know? So, yeah, so as far as our listeners, if you guys want to tweet while we're online and talk with our guests, we're right here on loudmouthradio.com. You can tweet us at loudmouth, LOUDDMOUTH. If you have anything you'd like to share with us, we got some online listeners that are listening in our chat rooms. If you would like to talk to us and you're on the studio line, just hit the number 1 on your phone, and we will bring you in. And, okay, we got a listener here that would like to speak. We are live on In the Studio. Welcome.
Hello, this is Christina De Leon.
Hi,
one of the producers, our moms.
Hi.
Hello.
Awesome. Now, she wasn't one of the people we were talking about earlier, right, Sadika?
Right, exactly.
Okay.
She's one of the producers.
Okay, awesome. Welcome to In the Studio. We have a couple of your cast members on here. We've been talking. I don't know, how long have you been listening to us for a little bit?
Actually, I just got in, so I just chimed in right now.
You just chimed in? Well, look, I'm going to go ahead and put you on the mic now. Could you share with us the experience, you know, working with Sadako on this project and being a producer of the show and how it's been for you?
It's been really great. I'm really excited to be working with Zadika. She's very talented, very funny. We've known each other since Chicago. I also am from Chicago. And we did a short together. And when I came out here, in 07. I produced a couple films, produced with Ice Cube, Janky Promoters, Long Shots, mm-hmm. for Sunday. I was working production on those.
Oh, cool.
That's what brought me out here. So I'm an actress as well. I have a long history in Chicago, and now I'm trying to cross over here. And when Zadika had some auditions, and I tried to audition for one of the roles, but I told her, you know, regardless, whatever happens, the this is really interesting, this concept that you have going on. It's calling me right now. I'm raising a 4-year-old and a 16-year-old, and so I could relate.
Oh,
and
my God.
And so
I
said, wow. Yeah, this series is really, you know, I can really relate to this series, and it sounds like something I would love to be involved in. So I approached Zadika, and I said, hey, you know, whatever happens at this audition, I want you to know if you need help with production, I'm available right now, and I would love to get on board. And she took a couple weeks, but she hit me up, and she's like, yeah, let's do it. So I've been providing more of, like, marketing support right now. We were lucky enough to have Kevin Hart plug our show. I was on the set of their new film, Ride Along. And so I got Ice Cube and Kevin Hart on board and just trying to encourage us and get people to watch.
Absolutely. So I actually played the soundbite of Kevin before I brought Sadika on. And I had the one with Ice Cube and Q. And it's awesome to hear, you know, I too am from Chicago. Sadika and I went to high school together.
Okay.
So, yeah, so, coming from cities like Chicago, just like any other, you know, neighborhood, every city ain't like Chicago, so let me back up and say this.
Right. So that being said, since you're Chicago's sister, like myself, I also am on the Chocolate Factory album with R. Kelly and Fat Joe. I'm the one who does that sexy Spanish voiceover on Who's That on the Chocolate Factory.
Girl,
and I used
girl,
to host Steppin' on Club 7 with Herb Kent.
Oh my God, that is awesome. You know, let me go back and listen to it for real now.
That's all Chicago. Yeah.
Okay. So this is us. So you really homegrown root. Where did you go to high school?
That's right. Where didn't I go to high school? I was at Von Steuben. I was at St. Gregory's up north, and I closed it out with the alternative route, trying to cheat my way through. Oh, no, I went to Upbeat Alternative, and that's where I graduated from.
Okay, well, hey, but you're doing your thing now, so
definitely. And you know what?
Yeah,
don't get me
awesome.
Wrong. I went to Aspida for a boy, you know, young love, and I was tutoring kids there. So.
Wow.
I just had a very easy senior year. Yeah, but you know what? In Chicago, whatever doesn't kill you makes you stronger. And
absolutely.
I think that a lot of raw talent is in Chicago, and it's a matter of everybody coming together and being a group and working together as a team to make all of
Yeah, you know what's amazing? I'm going to say this, too, because, like, I think Sadika and I, we had a conversation prior to, you know, preparing to come to the show, and I noticed that, like, I've been to L.A., and one of my best friends, Nefertari Spencer, is out there. And we've had, you know, a lot of conversations to where, you know, she was like, man, it's so cliquish or here or there, but there's a lot of people that just kind of just stay together, stay close-knit, you know. You guys may know quite a few people. We can have this discussion even off-air. But, you know, just when you have, you know, how important is it for you guys to have a support group out there where you guys are in the medium that you're in? Just all you guys. Like how important is it for you to have that inner circle, that support group?
Go ahead, Ronji.
For me, it's everything, man. I moved out here, I didn't know nobody. I'm being from the South, like, it's real family-oriented, and people speak to you just because they know you and like you. Or just, you know, when they know your family out here in L.A., it's just crazy. But I have acquired a lot of great friends since being out here, and every friendship that I do have, I feel like somebody just had a birthday. My TV wife, she had a birthday.
Hey!
And it was awesome. We had a great time. So I treat everybody like family, man. That's just how I was raised, but it's very important.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, absolutely.
I agree with that wholeheartedly, Ronji, because I think that the reality is that this is a tough business, and not tough in the sense of people like, oh, it's so downtrodden, it's just so hard, but in the sense that it is an up and down. There's going to be great years, and there's going to be years that aren't so good, but the great thing about being an artist is that you're always evolving. And the thing is that you want people to have your back that are always going to support you in that evolution and support you when you're flying high and support you when you don't have as many auditions or you don't have as many shows or bookings or whatever the case is. And so for me, those are the things that help you get through the day and get through each of these times because, hey, you know what, I don't have as many bookings this month, but I got great friends who are doing well and I can support them and we can bond together and we can create our own stuff when we need to and all that. And so for me, I mean, it's like what is really kind of living your dream if you don't have a support system? Like who wants to be on top by themselves? Like I know I don't.
True that.
And me and Kina, actually, I know one thing that helped me, and I believe this is how I even met Kina, is that when I moved out here, luckily Chicago people, we find each other.
That's
and,
how it happens.
we find each other. So, of course, I knew Lachey, who I think Lachey was going to call in. She's in our next episode. But we had a book club, and so they invited me to this book club that was filled with all these amazing women, writers and moms and wives and things. So just being around those center of women, really, you know, has been a center for me, and being mm-hmm. able to meet, you know, other actresses. And like I said, I just like, I remember one time at one of our meetings, we were doing a reading of for Colored Girls, and we were just passing the book around, and the other women there were reading, you know, passages and the monologues. And I just remember in that moment looking at them feeling like, oh, people need to see these, like, these chicks are bad. Like, and I'm mm-hmm. not just saying this, like, there's just amazing people. Like, when I saw Ron, he doesn't know this, but I saw him perform even way before I think I called a friend who I knew him to ask him if he would come in the audition. But I had seen him before. I'm like, who is this?
Who was that you said, Sonica?
Ron G.
Okay.
Who's in the cast. And I had seen him before just, you know, perform. And I'm like, this dude is hilarious and talented and funny. And so, like I said, for me, it was just, you know, of course, you know, not knocking any actors out there that we see all the time because, of course, as an actor, you do want to work repeatedly. But I'm like, hey, there's
right.
so many faces that you guys don't get to see. You know, it's just,
so let,
you know.
Yeah, let me ask you this, Austin. I know you were speaking on. Let me have you go back to something you just mentioned. When you were saying that you guys had this book club and you guys – so did you guys come together – and you guys would actually, like, deliver monologues and stuff like that within this book, this group that you guys had started together?
It's not always like, I think it was just one, I don't know, it's just one, you know, we pick a book for the month, and then we, you know, we cook and, you know, potluck, or, you know, we just, mm-hmm. you know, we have a great, great time. And for me, it's just, you know, even though most of us are actresses and writers and stuff, still we're coming together as, you know, as friends, and it's just like she said,
right,
support.
Got you.
But I think
okay.
one particular...
And that one book club, just because that book is monologues and all of us actors, you know, that one just ended up being that way.
We were just passing it around, and like I said,
but
just for me,
cool.
I just...
Yeah,
you know,
sounds like a good time.
And everybody, you know, some of the ladies just took a minute and read them. And I just remember feeling like, dang, like, you know, these, you know, are amazing. And
that's a serious book. It's got some serious material in it. So I can only imagine the energy that must have really circulated the room.
I know that it's really refreshing to hear things like this that are happening in lieu of, you know, the reality shows being so popular right now, and all you really see is all the catty cat fights and the drama. And so it's really refreshing to hear that educated women are getting together and enjoying each other's company and then being productive at the end of the day.
Exactly.
Yes. Shout out to LLBC.
Ladies of Literature Book Club. That's what it is. So, and also Kina. Kina won't plug herself, but I'll plug her. Kina is a writer and the director as well. So she has a show that she's doing, Kina Unbranded. That's going to be in the Hollywood Fringe Festival, and so she's doing amazing things.
Oh, my God, trying to be modest. I'm saying, come on.
So I'm just, you know, like you know, like people say, Ron G, he tours all over the place. He hosts different spots here. So, you know,
I mean, since you brought it up, I will be in headlining it.
You said you're going to be wearing that run.
Uptown Comedy Club, June 20th through 23rd. I'm headlining at Uptown in Atlanta.
Oh, you'll be here? Okay, well, you know you got to hit me
up,
then, right?
Yeah, don't see him, Sabrina. He's hilarious.
Okay, that's what's up. So, you know, I got to have you back and have you come on air. You know what I'm saying, Ron? So we'll connect off air and go deeper. So that way when you get, you know, close in for that show, we'll be able to connect for that, too.
What'd you say, go deeper?
What'd he say?
Go deeper. Is that what you said? So we can connect?
Yeah, man. Hey, I'm going to tell you, it's so funny. I had a comedy club here I shut down at the end of last year. But I had a comedy club that was on the south end of town. Unfortunately, if you ain't in the north end of town, people are not coming out on a regular basis. But that's another story. But, yeah, so that's – what'd you say? I missed that.
What is the name of your comedy club?
It was called the Loudmouth Screening Room.
Loudmouth what?
The Loudmouth Screening Room.
Okay. On the south side,
you said? At this point, you can actually Google, look it up and everything online, but I no longer have it in operation. I shut it down in the area I had it in. You know, and that's one of those things, like, you know, just to kind of touch on that, you know, literally, like, Sadika, you had mentioned, you know, how you kind of didn't have certain things moving around. You know, for me, I had, you know, I was running a year ago. Let me just tell you how quick time passes. A year ago, I was running the club, running 16, 17-hour days. And, you know, this radio network, some of the other things that I wanted to do, I just couldn't even touch them, couldn't even get to them. You know what I'm saying? Because I was just so overwhelmed.
Not enough time in a day.
Yeah, man. But then what is refreshing is, even though, you know, that piece right now is not where my focus needs to be, Spirit kind of had to show me that, and I had to kind of release that. And, you know, and so when I turned the corner and started sharing with my confidants about, you know, Loudmouth Radio and what I wanted to do, you know, they really, really kind of gave me that energy to say, okay, I need to take my foot off the brake and release this thing and let it go. And initially, you know, I didn't know that I wanted to do it when I started it, but I did it, and once I took off, you know, like you, Sadika, great people came into my space, and now I have, you know, basically going to, I have four other, you know, host personalities that are hosting their shows, three that are on air besides me and another one coming in on Fridays, where I'll be broadcasting 6 days a week. So I understand what you guys say about, you know, it's wonderful when you can create a bridge to allow people to cross and be able to display their talents, for people to be able to see them, to be able to connect with them, and be able to, you know, as an artist, show your creativity. You know what I mean? That helps me feel like I'm breathing when I can. Like, I have days where I felt like I was smothered because I wasn't expressing myself. You know,
right,
as an artist,
exactly.
That is a feeling like no other, and you can't explain it to somebody who's not accustomed to
it. Yeah, you can't explain it to people who are not. Nobody can understand it like another artist. That's why sometimes it's, you know, like I have an amazing system. My sister, she's very supportive, but at times she's like, I don't understand what you do. Like, how do you do that? How do you not get a paycheck every 2 weeks? Because my sister, you know, she's a doctor of psychology, and she, you know, she's more practical, you know. And but at the same time, she does. She'll say, I admire that, because I don't know that a lot of people could do. What you do, and then she's like, on top of that, you have a kid, you know. So,
exactly.
So it is. At times, it is more than a notion. But I think for artists, and I really want to lift this thing. I think I was talking. Maybe I was talking to you a little bit about it when we talked about me being on the show. Is this struggling artist thing? Like, I don't want that in the atmosphere anymore. Like, I had a young lady audition for me. She was coming to audition for me. And she was going to work, and then she said she had to do something, she had to take some job because she was a starving artist.
We had that conversation.
And I said,
yeah, Sadika, hold on one second. Whoever's in that brewing the witch's brew in the kitchen, I can hear you stirring the pot.
Oh, that's hilarious.
You know? I need somebody to put the evil eye down and put they lid on that.
I'm making tacos. I'm multitasking, but I'll be quiet.
Yo, if we can't have
or you can
meat,
just put
out the head of taco mix. You making me want the tacos.
We're going to Christina's for dinner.
Right, Christina's house for dinner.
I'm trying to tell you.
So I had to email the young lady back, and I was like, you know, I definitely understand
of course, you know, we have to eat, but I was like, please don't refer to yourself as a starving artist. And I think that's one of the things we have to look for myself, like, oh, artists, you know, they be struggling and they this and this.
Mm-hmm.
And we give so much to the world, like, we give a lot through music, through poetry. We give a lot. It's a big contribution. So we have to think of ourselves as wealthy. We hold a lot of wealth because our talent is our wealth. So we can't walk around talking about, well, I'm a struggling artist and we starving. And so I just kind of want to also, like, lift that, because I think when you do start to lift that, then the artist walks differently. It doesn't walk like, oh, I'm struggling, and I ain't never auditioning, and I'm not ever doing this, and this and this and that, and then I'm looking at my friend who's over here, you know, and it has to stop, because you have to realize that the talent and the gifts that God has given you, that's your wealth. Those are your riches.
That's it.
And yes,
that's
it. And to be real, and, you know, I know reality, you know, I'll be honest, probably people, my parents and everybody thought I was, like, real hard-headed, because I didn't used to listen to people, like, the reality I saw was totally different until I started listening to people. And so I'm trying to get back into the reality of, like, what Sadaka saw, because, yeah, it may have been like, well, she's not dealing with the realities of this world. But, no, God really has shown me at a young age a different reality. And I think when people start talking to you about the realities of this world or how your life is going to be if you're an artist and this and this and that, and we start to suck that in, and then it kind of plays out.
Yeah, and you got to realize there's power in the words.
Right.
There's power in your words.
You want to be an artist, you want to play a musical, whatever you want to be. That's not just an artist, a teacher, whatever it is, that you walk in that, and you walk in that confidently, and then the universe will reciprocate what it is you're walking in. So I think it's very detrimental for people to put out, like, you know, for the artist is just struggling. I really want that to be something that we just start lifting and we stop saying and we start, even as artists, we start thinking, like, oh, yeah, it's going to be rough because that's just how it is, for, you know, how it is for us. I mean, it's rough with anything, you know what I'm saying? That's just
right. Life
sometimes. But you got to, when you know, when you're walking in what you know, which is what I have to come through, and I have to remind myself daily, you know, that when you walk in.
I was about to say, I have to check myself, you know.
Yeah, everybody has to do a self-check. You should always be doing a self, you know, a personal self-check, I believe. So it's just.
Hey, listen, ladies, I have to tap out. I got my mom's here in town visiting. Today's the last day, and I got a show for the hours.
Okay, well, Ron, do this. Before you hang up, can you share with us how people can connect with you on social media?
Can I? Absolutely. You can go to Twitter and follow me, Comedian R-O-N-G, Comedian R-O-N-G. Instagram is the same thing, Comedian R-O-N-G. My website is goldrong.com. You can also find all my Facebook stuff from there, too. And I host every Sunday at the Laugh Factory. And I'll be in Atlanta June 20th through
23rd. Nice. I'll connect with you. I'll follow
you.
I'll hit you up at Loudmouth. Follow us back, and we'll connect beyond offline. Appreciate your time.
Ma'am.
Nice meeting you, Ron.
Same
here,
Sunny
Delight.
Bye, Ron.
Tina, I love your face. Bye.
I love you too, baby.
Love your
face.
Bye. I know. He did not call me Sunny Delight. Yeah, man. So it's going to be fun connecting with him here. So wonderful. So, guys, let's go ahead and get everybody, kind of give us your Facebook, your Twitter connections.
Yes. Okay, well, because I'm actually jumping off, I'm running into an event. So my Facebook is Keena Star. It's K-E-E-N-A Star, S-T-A-R. That is my Facebook. That is also my Twitter, Keena Star. And my Instagram is Keena Star 13. So please connect with me on either of those. And I will be in Atlanta in October. A show that I directed is starting its tour in October. We'll be in Atlanta for a week, the week of October 19th, I believe it is.
Right after my birthday.
We'll have a show at the 14th Street Playhouse. I'll be there for a week with a show called Sunday Morning that I directed. So we will be in Atlanta then.
Okay, well, Ken, we're going to connect. I'll make sure we connect, and maybe we can have you featured back on the show as we get closer to that time period and you coming in the city.
Awesome. Thank you. Oh, and my website is KinaFerguson.com. FERGUSON.com. KinaFerguson.com. So thanks.
Nice, Kina. Thank you, honey. We'll see you on Moms.
All right, honey. Bye.
Bye. Excuse me. Sadika, I just want to congratulate you, honey. It sounds like you got an awesome support group, a great cast, great producers. I'm really proud of you. Want to go ahead share with people your channel so people know how to find it.
Okay, so I'm gonna give I'll give people the Moms Twitter. It's at Moms the Series, MOMSTHESERIES. So they can follow Moms the Series there, and we're on YouTube.com, the SNDTV Network. So if they put in SNDTV Network in YouTube, they should be able to find us. We have our first two episodes up, a new episode coming June the 6th, and we just, you know, keep watching, keep supporting, keep liking and sharing and doing all that good stuff because, that helps us, and that helps us in putting out new content and getting even better and better and better along the way.
Okay, so awesome, honey.
Yeah, I think that's it, yeah.
Okay, cool. So,
Christina,
say that again.
I said, well, Christina did, or did everyone hang up?
Yeah, they all cleared off. I was looking. I said, I'm already connected with Ron G on Twitter, so that's awesome.
Okay, cool.
And so what I want to do is make sure you just stay connected with us, and I'll be looking for your new episode, so you'll be loading up for next week. It sounds like.
Right.
And
yeah.
About how many shows do you think you're going to have on there for your first season?
Our goal is to have about 7. So, like I said,
okay.
we have two more to shoot. And excuse me, my throat just really went dry. About 7. You know, just in terms of scheduling and actors, like I said, we have comedians and people doing shows. So sometimes scheduling and getting together. Can be a little challenging, but we've been working it out and things like that. So we want to try to have, at least 7 to 8 episodes for our season to be complete and to give you guys something enjoyable to watch.
Awesome. Okay, Sadika, I want to thank you, sweetheart, for coming on. How can they reach you, too? Your Twitter,
okay,
Facebook.
Okay, well, they can also follow me at Sadika K on Twitter, which is SAADIQAK on Twitter, Sadika Muhammad on Facebook if you want to become my friend, and like I said, we have a Moms of Series fan page on Facebook as well, and I believe that's it. You know, the main two things for me are the Twitter and the Facebook, so you can find me there, and just please, if you're listening and you're tuning in, to go to SNDTV Network and watch Moms the Series. We have the first two episodes up, and I promise that they're funny.
Awesome. Thank you so much, Sadika. We will talk later offline. And I'm going to hold you up. Well, I think you got somebody here that wants to come in and speak to you here. We got,
okay.
Is this Miss Christina on the line?
This is Miss Christina. I just wanted to say thank you, Sonny, for having us on your show. I took a little break from making those tacos, those loud tacos.
Girl,
they're good, by the way. My
house
is
smelling
like sofrito right now. And I use my sofrito, so you know it smells really good in here right now. But I wanted to
say
thank you for having us.
Say it again.
Sofrito.
Oh, I want to say that. How you say it? Sofrito?
Sofrito. Sofrito.
Sofrito.
It's a seasoning that I made homemade. It's blended cilantro, onion, garlic, tomato, green pepper, red pepper.
Goodness.
It's kind of all.
Ooh, I hate her right now.
One nice seasoning.
Thank
you for having us on and being a part of our support system and, you know, giving Zarka this time and this avenue to tell everybody about us. I also want everybody to go follow me on Twitter at DeLeon, DELEON, Boricua, BORICUA, and I promise.
Okay, you're going to have to respell that because I missed that. Give it to me one time.
DeLeon is D as in Diva, ELEON, Boricua is B-O-R-I-C-U-A, Boricua. De Leon Boricua, at De Leon Boricua. And I follow back, everybody.
Nice. I'll make sure we connect before the night's over.
And she has a show called, well, tell them about your other show, too, Christina.
I do. I produce a show right now here in L.A. and Chicago. It's called The Block TV. In Chicago, mm-hmm. it's on Channel 25, Cable Access, and out here in L.A., it's on L.A. 36. We hit over a million homes in the L.A. Metro Valley land area. We do music videos, celebrity interviews, et cetera, entertainment and lifestyle type things. Yeah, and so we have a lot of fun with that, and so I want everybody to tune in. If you're in either one of those cities, look out for us. It's The Block TV, hosted by myself and Disco Rodriguez. So it's hot. We interview everybody from Puffy to Mariah to, you know, anybody that'll talk to us. So
I know that's right.
Yeah.
Well, that's awesome.
Yeah.
Well, we just got a nice little... Offline.
Oh, definitely. Say, keep in touch. Okay.
Mm-hmm. What was you saying, honey?
Oh, I was just saying that for The Block, we just got a plug for from Flava Flav. That's very interesting, so be on the lookout for that.
So are you guys also online to where we can see any of your interviews? It's like I'm in Atlanta market, so is there anything
on YouTube,
online?
It's under The Block World, The Block TV Worldwide.
Okay, The Block TV
Worldwide. The Block, B-L-O-C-K.
Okay, and see, that was pretty much the parameter of my conversation tonight was about internet media. So, you know, this is just how significant
wonderful.
It is. Yeah, this is just how significant it is. So that's awesome. So, like, for instance, you know, people are in Chicago, L.A. Chicago's my hometown, but, you know, I can still kind of chime in on your YouTube to see all your interviews and stuff like that, right, to keep up.
Perfect. That's right.
Okay, awesome. And what I would like to do is make sure everybody, you heard everything here. If you missed the show, you're just coming in, this show is archivable 24 hours, 7 days a week, on demand, on loudmouthradio.com. Make sure you connect with our guests tonight. They were very prolific in sharing their stories and the direction in which they're taking their media content and their entertainment content, and I'm loving it. And I look forward, hopefully, Sadika, before the year is out, I want to be in L.A., so we'll have to touch, and I'll definitely get a chance to meet everybody. Yeah, because I'm overdue.
Yeah.
It's been, like, mad years. I haven't been there since 2004, I think.
Come visit us.
So that's been a while.
Come visit us.
And you're overdue.
I'm telling you, like 25, many months, 2 months overdue. Absolutely.
Yeah.
Thank
well,
you, Christina.
Yeah.
Uh-huh.
Oh, thank you. It was a pleasure.
Oh, bye, Christina. Yeah, I have to go pick up my baby. So, thank you so much for inviting us on your show. I'm proud of what you are doing and what you're accomplishing. And, girl, Godspeed, and keep it going, keep it moving, and great things to come. So thank you so much for having me on your show. I had a really, really great time.
Thank you, sweetheart. I appreciate it. You guys be blessed.
You too, sweetheart.
Well, guys, you've heard it live here tonight on In the Studio with Sunny. We've had an awesome show in regards to some great things that's moving around in the city. We want to make sure you're supporting these shows, the characters, and also some of the other projects that they have going on. And we're going to make sure we actually tweet, Facebook, and place on our sites their information, their content, so you can reach them and follow them. So this show itself has been a sponsor again, and supported by Fletcher & Son Auto 2 Repair of Jonesboro, Georgia. You can contact them at 770-471-0116. And Digimo Printing at 770-506-2996, and visit them online at digimoprinting.com. We want to thank all our listeners for tuning in. Make sure you follow us at Loudmouth, L-O-U-D-D-M-O-U-T-H on Twitter. Follow us on Facebook at Loudmouth Online. And connect with us 24/7 on loudmouthradio.com. Make sure you tune in next week. We're going to have an awesome show lined up. Make sure you check all our shows, Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, and Thursday. All our broadcasts, 8 p.m. Eastern Standard Time, 5 p.m. Pacific time, 7 p.m. Central time. So for all our people that have tuned in tonight, we want to wish you well and ask that you be safe. And tune in tomorrow night. We'll have Night Talk Live with J.L. King, which should be another awesome show with Mr. Controversy himself. And for all of those who would like to connect with us, you can send us emails at loudmouthmedia@gmail.com. If you have comments, suggestions, anything that you would like to connect with us about, we definitely look forward to hearing from you. And for all of those who are preparing for another day, just make sure to keep God first. Have a good night. Thank you.